Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Save big on all your Halloween needs, all in the Kroger app. Get juicy red, green, or black seedless grapes for 99 cents a pound. Then get tender USDA choice boneless beef chuck roast for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, we had a message on our Montana Talks app here from Lightbrows in Hardin. Listening to Kamala Harris, are entry-level jobs supposed to pay a living wage? What happened to jobs for high school kids? That's a very important part of growing up. That was a message from Lightbrows in Hardin. Thanks for that message earlier. Let's see. Jacob sent us a message. Apparently, he was at the big Tim Sheehy rally at the public auction yards in Billings last night. Sounds like the part that stood out to him was Tim Sheehy's message about health care and how Tim Sheehy had personally donated to help create a level one trauma center right here in Montana. Yeah, and that's such an important message, isn't it, Jacob? Because listen to one of the phony attack ads funded. Who's this guy in Wilsall? Does anybody even know this guy in Wilsall? He doesn't use his full name in this ad, but you know the guy's, a phony. He's like, Tim Sheehy doesn't know how important health care is to ranchers in rural Montana. Tim Sheehy is the reason you have a level one trauma facility in Billings, Montana. Tim Sheehy talked, I remember when he gave a huge donation to make that happen, and he talked about how when he was in places like Iraq and Afghanistan, I think he used Afghanistan as a particular analogy, he talked about how he was closer to a level one trauma facility when he was in Afghanistan than he is to a level one trauma facility whether he's on his ranch near Martinsdale or even at the hangar for his aerial firefighting business in Belgrade, Montana. So he personally ponied up the funds to create a level one trauma facility in Montana. What did John Tester do? That's right, Jack Squat. John Tester was spending his money at the Bistro Cacao sipping vodka cranberries after he got dropped off in his Toyota Prius while Tim Sheehy was building an aerial firefighting business and hiring his fellow veterans and then using the money that he made to build a level one trauma facility in Montana. Now, Jacob, I think, sent us some audio, but I've got the full speech of Tim Sheehy at the public auction yards last night. And Mike in Big Timber says, yeah, Aaron, you gotta play some of that speech because he got to see Tim Sheehy in Big Timber. And he said, man, it was great. I think Mike told us that was the first time he ever actually got to see Tim Sheehy in person. And he was impressed. Okay, let's see here. Yeah, you know what? I'll find that particular portion about health care. I've got the full transcript in front of me here. The part on agriculture in particular is a good one as well. Man, all right, we'll get to that here. What else do we got? Oh, the whole hour we've got open for you as well. If you want to call in and jump in on the conversation, 406-294-0970. And oh, another reminder, Denver and Poplar, another reminder for you. He wanted to remind you that John Tester got an F from the NRA.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. The federal deficit is now at $1.8 trillion for fiscal year 2024. That's according to the Congressional Budget Office. This refers to how much money the government spent compared to the money it took in. The slightly revised deficit estimate was $81 billion, or 4% smaller than the last projection made in June. The CBO has long warned that the federal government is on a fiscal path that is unsustainable in the long term. Annual deficits are projected to rise steadily through the coming decade to reach more than $2.8 trillion. $1 trillion in fiscal year 2034. The deficit for fiscal year 2024, which ended September 30th, was $139 billion larger than the fiscal 2023 shortfall. Well, revenues increased by $479 billion, or 11%. Spending rose even more by $617 billion, or 10%. Meanwhile, spending on interest payments on the public debt rose by $240 billion to $950 billion in the last fiscal year. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With a mix of clouds and sunshine across the area for today, high temperatures range from the mid-50s in Bozeman to the low 60s in Billings. For tonight, we can expect clear to partly cloudy skies, low temperatures from the low 30s in Bozeman, near 40 in Billings. And then the outlook for Wednesday does call for mainly sunny skies. High temperatures stay up in the 60s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Hey, if you want to see the videos of former NFL player Bobcat great Dane Fletcher sounding off on Bozeman city leaders over the transients, over the illegal aliens, over all the crime, both videos are now posted. Go to MontanaTalks.com. You'll see the headline there. Also, if you listen to the Montana Talks podcast, either on the Montana Talks app or Spotify, etc., the full audio when Dane Fletcher called into Montana Talks during Thursday's show, you can find it right there. Best way to get it is through the Montana Talks app on your phone.
Save big on all your Halloween needs, all in the Kroger app. Get juicy red, green, or black seedless grapes for 99 cents a pound. Then get tender USDA choice boneless beef chuck roast for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I've got the healthcare portion of the speech queued up in particular since we got that message from Jacob on our Montana Talks app. First, though, let's sneak in a caller. We got Chet in Belgrade. Chet, great to hear from you. What's on your mind this morning?
Yes, good morning, Aaron. Say, Aaron, I was reading this article by Fox that was put out this morning about the Department of Veteran Affairs. Under the Biden administration, back paid more than $130 million to 1,700 people fired under the Trump-era law that allows easier accountability for federal employees. These were the people that were found to be delinquent, sleeping on the job, and everything else. And I was just wondering if that that pole dance promoter from Big Sandy had anything to do with this.
Well, of course he has something to do with it. He is the chairman of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee. He oversees the VA. His buddy, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, are in charge of the VA right now. So he bears responsibility for what takes place at the VA or what does not take place at the VA. I hadn't even seen this story yet, Chet.
It came out this morning.
I've got it in front of me right now. I did a quick search.
Yes, from Fox News. And boy, that $130 million would have gone a long ways in North Carolina, I think.
You know, let's give our listeners a little backstory here, Chet. Chet, thanks for bringing this up, too, because this is an important story, and it's a reminder of the failures of John Tester as the chairman of the VA committee. And the big ideological difference here, see, John Tester, what do they want to do? What does he want to do? What do the Democrats want to do? They want to expand the federal bureaucracy. They want more federal government employees. Because they see that, just like the reason they want more illegal aliens is because they think more illegal aliens means more Democrat voters. More federal government employees means more Democrat voters and more power for them. And so he doesn't want veterans to have the ability to go to Billings Clinic or St. Vincent Healthcare or Bozeman Health or wherever. He wants you to have to drive to Helena for a healthcare appointment because then there's government employees there, right? And so,
right.
But then remember, even when these bad actors inside the VA were found to have been responsible for veterans dying on their watch. The Democrats did not want bad federal government employees to be fired. See, they think that no, you can have all the bad actors in the federal government you want, but you are not allowed to fire bad actors in the federal government. They are untouchable. They can do whatever they want. This federal bureaucracy is untouchable. It is unchecked. Donald Trump becomes president. He says, no, I want veterans to have choice. I want them to have options. We want what's best for the veterans. If a woman veteran in Bozeman, Montana says, hey, I've got a woman doctor in Bozeman that I love to go to, why shouldn't she be able to go to her woman doctor instead of some different dude every year at Fort Harrison, right? And no matter how great those dudes at Fort Harrison might be, she has her doctor, let her go to her doctor, right?
Yeah, well, so anyway, somebody needs to call up that pole dance promoter. Ask him a couple questions.
That's right. Well,
thank you.
Yeah, he will never be faced with any tough questions. He only takes the softballs. He only talks to the softball media. But no, this is a very interesting report here. So the other thing Donald Trump wanted to do, Chet, thanks for getting this on our radar. The other thing that Donald Trump did was he said, no, we are going to fire bad actors in our VA. Now, phonies like John Tester. Remember, John Tester was up for re-election in 2018. So John Tester, despite his longtime opposition to veterans' choice, despite his longtime protection of the bureaucracy, John Tester in 2018 was up for re-election. So the flip-flop flat top came out. So he pretended to support veterans' choice. He pretended to support allowing, you know, firing bad actors in the VA. Now, the VA was the only agency where we were allowed to fire bad actors. Every other agency, now you still had to keep the bad actors in place. You had some Forest Service bureaucrat being a bad actor colluding with the environmental activists. You can't fire them. But anyway, so Trump pressed to fire these bad actors in the VA. Now, this report that Chet just told us about. The Department of Veteran Affairs under the Biden administration paid back more than $130 million to 1,700 people fired under a Trump-era law that allows for easier accountability for federal employees. Through Freedom of Information Act filings, the America First Policy Institute will soon release the result of its probe. Its investigation also found the VA reinstated more than 100 terminated employees who were fired for indiscretions ranging from negligence to sleeping on the job. $130 million. Bad actors were fired for failing our veterans. And the Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, John Tester VA, remember, he is chairman of the VA committee. They gave $130 million of your money and gave it to bad actors who were fired. But I guess that's still, you know, breadcrumbs compared to the amount of your money they're giving to illegal aliens and all these other countries right now. So, my goodness. Wow, Chet, thanks for putting that story on our radar. Like I say, I hadn't even seen that one from Fox News yet this morning. That's why I always say your phone calls. The best show prep a radio host can do is your phone calls. That's why the show is called Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk, where you get to provide information. Because we know that the fake news media is really failing at their jobs, especially this election cycle here in Montana. Tim Sheehy talks healthcare, including VA healthcare and more. The audio from Pays after this.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
My interview with the former president at Trump Tower generated more coverage than anything I've ever done. We're talking long pieces in the New York Times, Washington Post, LA Times, Daily Beast, Rolling Stone, and on and on. I pressed him on January 6th. He calls it a day of love. I said, do you stand by that? And he said, well, you know, the crowd was so big, and I asked him to be peaceful. And I said, look, for most people, it's a very dark and tragic day in our history. He did not back off. I also pressed him on calling his political opponents the enemy within. Not only did he double down on that, but he named names, Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff. He considers them the enemy. I even pressed him on they're eating the dogs, they're eating the cats. I said, that's been debunked. He said, no, well, we don't know that. I thought he would yield on that one. No wonder it generated a huge amount of publicity. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With a mix of clouds and sunshine across the area for today, high temperatures range from the mid-50s in Bozeman to the low 60s in Billings. For tonight, we can expect clear to partly cloudy skies, low temperatures from the low 30s in Bozeman, near 40 in Billings. And in the outlook for Wednesday, does call for mainly sunny skies. High temperatures stay up in the 60s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
All right, things are starting to move quick. Things are moving very fast now. Less than 3 weeks to go until Election Day here in Montana. And really, all eyes are on Montana. Well, maybe they shifted a little bit. But huge elections here in Montana heading into November. A lot of you have already voted, but you still want to be heard across Montana because you know some people are just now starting to pay attention. Well, they're going to be paying attention to you when you call in to Montana Talks. We take you statewide every Monday through Friday, 9 to 10.
This is where Montana Talks at with Lane Nordlund.
USDA's beef production outlook was noticeably higher from September. The latest round of reports showed third and fourth quarter 2024 production forecast to be higher than last month, raising the annual forecast to 27 billion pounds, just above 2023 production. While U.S. dairy milk production is now expected to decline this year due to lower yields from aging cows, adverse weather, and limited replacements, imports are expected to increase while exports remain mostly stable as well.
Join the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. NCBA is the oldest and largest national cattle industry organization working to defend your interests in Washington, D.C. And there are big benefits to being a member. You get news you can use in the National Cattlemen, email updates in the NCBA Beef Bulletin, plus big discounts only for NCBA members. Join by calling 866-233-3872 or online at ncba.org.
USDA is also projecting broiler production to adjust down slightly in 2024 on recent slaughter data, but revised upward in 2025 for the poultry sector. Broiler prices are expected higher based on recent data price and strong demand expectations, while projected turkey exports this year were adjusted down slightly. I'm Lane Nordlund.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, this is towards the end, I think, of his speech, towards the end of his remarks. It looked like he also talked healthcare earlier on during his speech at the public auction yards in Billings. Yeah, looks like Tim Sheehy spoke for about 30 minutes last night, and I was at the rally in Missoula, and his remarks were shorter there, but what a crowd. Hundreds of people showed up at the public auction yards in Billings for this rally with Tim Sheehy and Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith out of Mississippi. Let me play just a portion of it here where he's focused on healthcare. Now I got to scroll back down to the exact starting point. All right, here we go. Let's just roll it for you here.
We already talked a little bit about healthcare. If you haven't heard, Shady Sheehy in the last month alone has closed all your hospitals. I've sold Yellowstone National Park. I shut down the VA. And I think I moved the capital to China and sold it to him while I was at it. So, you know, it's been a busy month, and I'm not even a senator yet, but I'm almost done. You know, I'm going to sell Joe's auction yard here next to the Guatemalans. The truth is, our healthcare system is broken. And our healthcare system is increasingly being taken over by massive corporations that have been driven to consolidation by federal regulation and federal involvement of our healthcare. It's very simple. Our government has caused our healthcare system into massive consolidation. And the pharmacy benefit managers, the healthcare conglomerates, and the insurance companies now run your healthcare. And there used to be a time when your doctor and you were in charge of your healthcare. The patient-provider relationship was sacred, part of the Hippocratic Oath. And now that's been replaced by the customer corporate citizen government relationship instead of the patient provider relationship. So there's certainly programs like Medicare, Medicaid, and the VA that we have to support and make sure are doing well. But at the same time, we have to stop the move towards socialized healthcare where we go to a single payer system that you lose all control of your healthcare and the government runs it. That's bad, and I'm going to stand against that every step of the way. Uh, Veterans, if you haven't heard, as a combat wounded veteran, married to a combat veteran, I don't like veterans at all. I'm very anti-veteran. I'm going to shut down the VA, apparently. No, what I'm going to do is hold the VA accountable to do its job and take care of our veterans and ask them to do it. And I'll be honest with you, sometimes organizations and especially bureaucracies, they fear accountability. They fear somebody coming in and saying, I'm going to make you do your job. Because that scares people sometimes. I'll give you a great example. Ronnie Jackson, congressman from Texas, if you don't know who he is, he was nominated to be the VA secretary under Donald Trump. Career naval officer, combat surgeon in Iraq, Afghanistan, great experience, was a White House doctor, was an admiral in the Navy, career in medicine, eminently qualified. His son is also a SEAL, so I knew him. They're good people, and he was going to hold the VA accountable. He was going to reform the VA and make it work again. And guess what happened? John Tester torpedoed his VA nomination with false smear claims, sound familiar, about him being a drug dealer in the Navy. Literally, said he was a drug dealer in the Navy. Ruined his career, got him kicked out, because he knew that when he was confirmed as Secretary of the VA, he was going to hold that department accountable and put the veterans first instead of the unions at the VA. And that scared the VA, it scared John Tester, so they torpedoed it. It's about time we fix the VA for real and put our veterans first, and that's what I'll do. And that's why they're attacking me.
Yeah, there you go. That's just a part of what Tim Sheehy had to say at the public auction yards in Billings last night. Great to hear the crowd reaction there as well. I want to play at least another portion of his remarks. I think he even mentioned healthcare even higher up in the speech. Let me see if I can find one more spot for you here. And then, of course, we're taking your phone calls. If you want to jump in, you want to react, you want to weigh in, 406-294-0970. Speaking of healthcare, you got to hear about this, because this operation, this outfit, they've got hundreds of clinics all across America, but they're now boots on the ground here in Montana. I'm talking about QC Kinetics. QC Kinetics specializes in regenerative medicine. They've got these exciting new cellular therapies that can get you moving again. If you're somebody who's been dealing with pain, especially that arthritic pain, the constant bone on bone pain, well, they can get you moving again without drugs, without those, you know, painkillers that, you know, fuel the opioid epidemic. They can get you moving again without surgery. And you can get a free consultation right now just by calling QC Kinetics at 406-201-6263. Again, call QC Kinetics 406-201-6263 for a free consultation. If you're somebody who's got back pain or hip pain, knee pain, you name it, give them a call for a free consultation. All right, let's see. After the Fox News update here, I want to play one more portion of Tim Sheehy's speech last night. For those of you that were there at the public auction yards, because like I said, I missed it. I was running around with kids and more. If you were at Pays last night, what part stood out to you? Jacob told us to play the healthcare portion. What portion of the speech do you want to hear? I've got the whole transcript in front of me. Send me a message on the Montana Talks app or call in with your reaction, and we can play a portion of the speech as well. 294-0970, back in 60. All right, let's sneak in a quick phone call here. Robert in Bozeman. Is this the same Robert who called in yesterday? I know we were short on time. Robert, what's going on?
Yes, it is the same, Robert. Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, so I feel like, we ran out of time. You accused me of being a Tester supporter with what I was saying about plastic yesterday. I just wanted to let you know, I mean, I even voted no on that just because I don't believe in the government just taxing people on crazy stuff like that. It's shenanigans. I just feel like, you know, we should probably be moving closer in society to not having things like that, or at least things that aren't so toxic.
So it sounded like yesterday you were calling in support of the proposed ban on plastic in Bozeman, but you're telling us today that you don't support this ban on plastic that's going to be on the ballot that is on the ballots right now in Bozeman.
Oh, I already voted no on it. I wasn't calling in support. I was just calling in saying, like, you know, I can understand why some people, you know, feel that way, and I certainly feel that. You know, we we do need to start coming up with better solutions. And, you know, cloth bags are a solution. They're not for everybody, obviously, but, you know, there's also cardboard boxes from the stores. And yeah, I don't have any of the answers either, but I also don't feel like taxing businesses makes sense to solve the problem either. You know, in Germany, you have to bring cloth bags to stores. I just know that much as well. And yeah, I forget my bags when I go to the store sometimes.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling back in and following up. Yeah. Cause it sounded like you were advocating in support of this initiative and this initiative. The only reason it even made the ballot, it didn't even get enough signatures from folks in Bozeman to make the ballot. That's what's so corrupt about this whole deal. The city got faced with a lawsuit from this liberal group and then they settled. This is what the left always does. They use willing bureaucrats to settle with these left-wing groups. That's why some of these timber sales get blocked either in the federal courts by a liberal judge, or the willing accomplices inside of a federal government agency will just, they'll do the whole sue and settle scam. And that's the only reason this Bozeman Plastic Initiative is even on the ballot, because, you know, a liberal group threatens to sue and then they settled with them. They should have fought these guys. But you might be interested in this, Robert, and thanks for following up.
Yeah.
So the Mountain States Policy Center that I had their president on the show in the 6 o'clock hour yesterday, they actually did a full report here on the Bozeman Plastics Initiative. And if you're familiar with PFAS, according to the reports that they cite here, they actually claim that from an environmental standpoint, that some of these other alternatives to plastic bags are more dangerous than the plastic bags themselves. Anyway, check it out, mountainstatespolicycenter.org.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Popped US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, the sticky melody.
Careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks.
All right, let's see. We got a few messages that have come in here on our Montana Talks app. Let's see. A listener in Miles City. Have you guys considered expanding your show by hopping on the Rumble bandwagon? you should email Travis that idea. 4 hours isn't enough for you already? Like we do a 4 hour show. Now I get it, you know, especially here in the early morning hours, it's pretty fast moving. You know, there's lots of news in the breaks. There's farm and ranch reports and more. But it's like, my goodness, 4 hours isn't enough. It's like, especially with all the show prep that is involved and the work that it takes to just get ready for a show like this. But hey, we appreciate the message there. That's great. Let's see. Sam in Kalispell. Our veterans deserve the best medical care, hands down, not failing care providers. P.S., not all VA care providers are bad. just part of a failed system. No, you're exactly right, Sam. There are incredible men and women that work for our VA clinics here in Montana, but even many of them would tell you that the bureaucracy is a complete mess. Jay in Billings says this, I jumped in at the end of the first hour, and you were talking about Indian country. We might rightly consider that we all live in Indian country. I look from coast to coast and I see one big reservation. We are all suffering the effects of D.C. swamp corruption and its dangers to our children, our family, our people. That's from Jay in Billings. Jeff in Victor says this, do Native Americans not know that Democrat President Jackson was the first president to isolate them on reservations? Just like blacks voting for the party that enslaved, segregated, and is trying to control their population through abortion today. What Native American or black would be a member of the Democrat Party with that history? It would be like Jews being Nazi members. That's a message from Jeff in Victor. Yeah, for those of you who missed it in the 6 o'clock hour of the show, I was talking about how basically, you know, the liberal Lee newspapers did a big story featuring Western Native Voice. But Western Native Voice, they failed to tell you, is funded by the far left white guy, George Soros. You know, I forgot to include this part in the 6 o'clock hour of the show, but I've had several Native American callers call into our show. We get so many great Native Americans that listen to the show, that call into the show. And some will call in and say that they're Native American. I imagine there's many others that call into the show and don't tell you whether they're white or black or Native American or Hispanic. But anyway, but I had a couple of Native American callers in particular. The reason they said they told us they were Native American is because they told us that they feel like they're being lied to. They're being lied to by their leaders. And they're being lied to by all of the money that is flooding into the reservations. Well, what is the big money flooding into the reservations right now? It's this group called Western Native Voice that's funded by left-wing white guy George Soros. Anyway, this operative for Western Native Voice was quoted in this Lee newspaper's article saying, yeah, the southern border, it's really not that big of a deal out here in Indian country. Nah, nobody's concerned about that. Nah, they're concerned about other things. It's like, what? You had a Fort Peck tribal leader testify, or council member, testify on Capitol Hill back in April that the Mexican drug cartels are destroying entire generations of families and that they're targeting Native American women and they're responsible for all this crime on the reservations and the drug use. But Western Native Voice, which is funded by George Soros, says, nah, the border is not that big of a deal. And they don't face any tough questions. All they get is propaganda from the Billings Gazette, from KTVQ, from Color 8, all these liberal media outlets just give these guys all this free media attention and they never ask them a tough question. They don't even tell you who is funding them. It's just a travesty. All right. So again, to those callers that called in from Indian country that are saying, hey, it just feels like we're being lied to. That's who's lying to you. It's these groups that are funded by George Soros. Let's go to John in Bozeman next up on the phone lines. John, what's going on?
Hey, not much. I was listening to that plastic tax initiative thing.
Yeah.
Not really sure what that's all about, but I guess the only thing that kind of stirred me up is that, you know, I am a God-fearing Christian man. And, you know, I do believe in stewardship of our planet Earth. And, you know, whether or not, like, you know, which plastic bag is better for environment, like, maybe who knows. But good God in heaven, man, I hope we can, you know, do what's right, you know. Just start doing what's right. Quit complaining about what's not. You know, and I mean, the other idea here is, you know, we got like manlyhood on the line here. You know, our tea levels and all our newborn children are like half of what they used to be, right?
And it is crazy. Yeah, there's a – hasn't Robert F. Kennedy, hasn't RFK been talking about that? When he says low T levels, he's talking about low testosterone. Sure. Is a big deal among a huge swath of the male population in America. Yeah.
So, you know, tax initiative aside and everything else, you know, I'm about preserving, you know, men and women, you know, and quality of life, you know. And when it comes down to, like, you know, tester and what, you know, and all this, I mean, I think conservatives need to grab their bootstraps and start just minding our own business and doing what we know what to do is right.
Now, what do you mean by minding your own business and doing what you know is right?
You know, if you want a great place, it's a great place when you make it a great place. You know?
So that means you got to get involved. That means you can't just mind your own business. That means, no, you got to actually, like you say.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly.
Get up, do the job, do the job.
What I'm saying is, you know, I really don't care what that liver Joe is doing right now, you know, because, you know, we're just hashing them out. And really, I just want to be out there setting the example, you know, and getting people to join me because I'm cool. No.
Okay. All right. Well, you're cool, man. We're cool. All right. Hey, great to hear from you. You asked a good question, though. You asked a good question, which is, why is this whole plastic initiative on the ballot in Bozeman? I'll give you the easiest answer. Because people make money promoting these things. If there's an initiative on the ballot, somebody is getting paid to run the initiative campaign. Somebody's getting paid to do the marketing for the campaign. Somebody's getting a percentage of all the money that's spent on the marketing campaign. And the people that are telling you that all this extra stuff out there is bad for the environment are printing and manufacturing a whole bunch of extra stuff to promote their little initiative here. And they're the same people that back the illegal aliens and the transients that are invading the city of Bozeman. They're making money pushing this stuff. That's why they do it. They need a cause. They're rebels without a cause. This is their wear the ribbon cause of the day. And they make money off it, and they get people whipped up into a frenzy. But like I say, if you go read this actual study here from the Mountain States Policy Center, and by the way, the Mountain States Policy Center is hosting a dinner with Kim Strassel from the Wall Street Journal tonight in Billings, Montana. They've got a whole report about this Bozeman Plastics Initiative. And basically, like, it makes the point that actually, if you do away with these recyclable plastics, you could actually be leading to a solution that's worse for the environment than the recyclable plastic bags that you've got right now. But see, they don't want you to think about what actually is better. They just want to tug on people's heartstrings. It's about the children. It's about the environment. It's about the children. They don't care what the actual result is time and time again. By the way, you got me thinking, Reverend Franklin Graham. Reverend Franklin Graham, he was at, I think he was at a Trump rally. Is that where he was at, Travis? Was that at a Trump rally? Do you remember? I think so, yeah. Powerful words from Reverend Franklin Graham in North Carolina. They've tried to put him in prison. They've tried to assassinate him twice. He's attacked every day in the media. This is a quote from Reverend Franklin Graham. And the only hope for Donald J. Trump and our nation is God. That's what Reverend Franklin Graham had to say yesterday in North Carolina. Let's play that soundbite for you coming up here right after the break. Reverend Franklin Graham in North Carolina. And then John Jetson, the Joker. We're going to have the Reverend first. And then we're going to have the irreverent John Jackson in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm hoping he sticks around for the 9 o'clock hour as well, because I think Kim Strassel from the Wall Street Journal is going to pop in and join us in the 8 o'clock hour. And then we can have more time with John after that in the 9 o'clock hour, too, following that very nice interruption.
If your child is considering something as big as joining the military, you can bet they're taking the time to do some research. You can, too, by visiting todaysmilitary.com. Because their success tomorrow begins with your support today.
Fox News commentary.
A new FTC rule will make it easier to cancel unwanted subscriptions and memberships. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
If you have memberships or subscriptions, you know it can be a real pain in the butt to cancel them and their reoccurring charges once and for all. In fact, it's such a hassle. Many consumers are stuck paying for services they no longer use or want, and in this economy, we can't afford it. So I'll give the FTC some credit for tackling the issue. The FTC finalized a proposal called Click to Cancel that requires companies to make it as simple to cancel a subscription as it was to sign up for it in the first place. The rule also requires companies to ensure customers know and acknowledge what they're signing up for. The language must be clear and concise. This new rule will eliminate the endless hoops we have to jump through to get these unwanted money sucks off our bank statements. Companies that violate these new guidelines will be subject to redress and civil penalties. And while I'm not generally a fan of government regulation, in this case, well, I'm all for it. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow Podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
This is Fox on Justice. More than 3,000 crime survivors from over 30 states gathered on the National Mall, demanding lawmakers prioritize the needs of crime victims. It comes as the White House touts new FBI stats, showing a nationwide overall 3% decrease in violent crime last year. But the Department of Justice's own National Crime Victimization Survey tells a very different story. Rape, robbery, and aggravated assaults during the Trump years fell by about 13%, but soared by more than 50% under the Biden-Harris administration. The disparity lies in how the data is collected. The DOJ survey is conducted through interviews, whereas the FBI relies only on crimes reported to police. Dr. John Lott of the Crime Prevention Research Center had this to say.
We've never seen such low arrest rates. What happens is if people don't think the criminals are going to be caught and punished, not as many people go and report crimes to the police.
Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Bullet points.
I'm Evan Brown. There has been a growing movement over the past decade to restore civil rights to convicted felons after they've completed their prison sentences. Even Florida voters in 2018 voted in favor of restoring voting rights to felons who've served their time. But what about restoring Second Amendment rights? Felons lose their rights to bear arms, too, upon conviction. Now, some felons are challenging such laws, citing the U.S. Supreme Court's Bruin decision, which mandates gun control laws be rooted in tradition or history. Thomas Jean Rael of Colorado was convicted in 2022 of possessing a firearm as a prior offender. But Colorado's second highest court now rules the state's laws keeping freed felons disarmed is constitutional, despite Rael's claim the law violates Bruin.
Save big on all your Halloween needs, all in the Kroger app. Get juicy red, green, or black seedless grapes for 99 cents a pound. Then get tender USDA Choice Boneless Beef Chuck Roast for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio. This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, yeah, Reverend Franklin Graham at a rally in North Carolina. They've tried to put him in prison. They've tried to assassinate him twice. He is attacked every day in the media, and the only hope for Donald J. Trump and our nation is God. That's what Reverend Franklin Graham had to say in North Carolina.
There's a spiritual element that's at work here. There are dark forces that are arrayed against this man. They've tried to put him in prison. They've tried to assassinate him twice. He's attacked every day in the media. And the only hope for Donald J. Trump and our nation is God. I've encouraged President Trump that when he wakes up in the morning, that the first thing he does is to ask God for help. And if he does, God will hear and God will answer his prayer. The Bible says in Psalms 20, some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God.
All right, there you go. Go to x.com/Aaron Flint. You can see that clip and much more. I think the Trump War Room shared that one here within the last 24 hours. Let me see. Tim Sheehy at the Public Auction Yards. Let's close out the hour with a little bit more of his remarks to hundreds of people. I think they're saying like 700 people were at the Public Auction Yards last night for Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy.
When you see the media and John Tester attacking my companies, trying to tear us down, you should be disgusted by that. Because at the end of the day, a Montana company is something we should all be supporting. We should all be supporting Montana agriculture, our sale barns, our feedlots, our egg industry. We shouldn't be trying to tear them down. But I was flying water bombers. I still fly myself. I always leap from the front. I would never ask anyone to do something I wasn't willing to do myself. And I was flying water bombers in Chico, California. And we were fighting fire just outside of Chico because we fight nationwide wherever the fire is we go. And by day, I'm flying water bombers, and by night, I'm on the phone with my interpreter and his young kids and family in Afghanistan, trying to get them out before they get burned alive and killed by the Taliban, before their friends and family are murdered in front of them. Because that's what was happening, is we abandoned over 800 American citizens and $90 billion of equipment over there, which has now been divvied up between China and Iran and ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Because we walked away from a war that thousands of Americans have sacrificed in. We volunteered to fight after the deadliest attack in American history on our soil. And how we saw it end was Joe Biden walked away from it. And that kicked off a domino effect of weakness that we've seen the impact of that for the last 3.5 years. And it's absolutely disgraceful where our country's been led in the last 3.5 years. And I'll tell you something very specific. The U.S. Senate had an opportunity to stop so many of these policies that have harmed your pocketbook, your gas tank, your farm, your ranch, and your business. And it wasn't able to stop it. Kamala Harris has broken more ties in the U.S. Senate than any other vice president in the history of this country. In just 3.5 years. And you know why she was able to do that? John Tester. Because she broke when the Senate ties at 50-50, the vice president is the tie-breaking vote. And if one senator had stood up and said, I'm not going to vote for $2 trillion in our economy. I'm not going to vote for an open border. I'm not going to vote to fund secret migrant flights into our country. I'm not going to let boys play girls' sports. All those bills could have been stopped. But not one time did John Tester choose to stand up and say no. Not one time. Every single time the Biden-Harris agenda went to the Senate for approval, he loyally said, yes, I'll do it. And didn't stand up for Montana. And then he has the gall to come back here in election year and run like a Trump Republican.
Yeah, great remarks there by Tim Sheehy. When he mentioned these attacks against his Montana business, Kim Strassel with the Wall Street Journal wrote a great column in the Wall Street Journal on that very topic. She should be joining us at some point coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Plus, John Jackson, the irreverent John Jackson, in the house. He's already in the studio. He'll be with us.
Democracy 24.
In his first Sunday show appearance since joining the Harris ticket, Governor Tim Walz was challenged by Fox News Sunday's Shannon Bream on his claim that former President Trump would sign a national abortion ban. Trump has repeatedly stated he would veto any such effort. Walz was also asked about the no-limit abortion law he signed in Minnesota.
The vice president and I have been clear that restoration of Roe versus Wade is what we're asking
but
for.
But that this law is a goes far beyond right Roe v. Wade.
To make her own choice. The law is very clear. It does not change that. That has been debunked on every occasion.
But let's agree. What you signed is there's not a single limit through 9 months of pregnancy. Roe had a trimester framework that did have limits through the pregnancy. The Minnesota law does not have that.
This puts the decision with the woman and her health care providers.
On the podcast, Call Her Daddy, Vice President Harris said it was, quote, outrageously inaccurate for her opponent to suggest that abortions happen in the 9th month of pregnancy. In Washington, Alexandria Hoff, Fox News.